Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a future jungle intro resample for a deep jungle atmosphere inside Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is advanced sound design, so we're not just stacking a pretty pad and calling it a day. We're going for that broken memory, forgotten dub plate feeling. Dusty, moody, a little haunted, but still powerful enough to lead straight into a drop. The big idea here is simple. Think in prints, not processors. We're going to create a musical source, shape it hard, record it, chop it, degrade it, and then resample it again. That second or even third generation of printing is where the magic really happens. You start getting glue, grit, and those little accidental artifacts that make jungle atmosphere feel alive. First, set your session up for movement. Aim for a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that classic future jungle energy. If you want it a little more cinematic and halftime leaning, 165 to 172 BPM works well too. Create an audio track called Resample Print and set its input to resampling. Then create a MIDI track called Source Atmos. If you like, add a return track for shared delay or reverb, but keep it controlled. We want depth, not soup. Now let's build the source material. For this kind of intro, you want something harmonic, not random. A Wavetable patch or an operator patch works great. In Wavetable, start with a saw-style oscillator or a jungle-friendly Wavetable, then add a second oscillator like a sine, slightly detuned and lower in level. Use a low-pass filter, slow attack, medium release, and maybe a little glide if you want the chords to smear into each other. Keep the voicing sparse and dark. Minor 7, minor 9, sus 2, or a pedal note with shifting upper tones all work really well. A good example would be something like D minor 9, C minor 7, F major 7 over D, or a minor add 9. The key is not to overplay it. Jungle intros breathe. They need space between the notes so the echoes and tails can tell part of the story. Before you resample, give the source some character. Insert a chain like auto filter, saturator, chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, echo and hybrid reverb. Start with a low pass filter and automate the cutoff so it moves between murky and open. Add a bit of saturation, just enough to warm the edges and make it feel less pristine. Then use a slow chorus or phaser to create subtle width and motion. Echo should be timed musically, like 1/8D or 3/16, with moderate feedback and some high cuts so it sits behind the dry sound. Finish with hybrid reverb with a fairly long decay, but keep the low end filtered out and the top end under control. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They try to resample something too clean. But if the source is pristine, the intro often sounds like generic ambient music instead of jungle atmosphere. We want something with a little dirt on it before it ever hits the recorder. So now print your first pass. Route the source to resample print and record 8 to 16 bars. Don't aim for perfection here. Actually, a little imperfection is good. Let the filter move. Change chord inversions. Leave little pockets of silence. Those gaps matter. In jungle, the space between the hits is part of the groove, even when it's mostly atmosphere. Once you've recorded that pass, go into the audio and find the best moments. You're listening for rich reverb tails, chord blooms, little noise swells, tonal peaks, and delays that do something interesting. Chop the resample into fragments. Usually I'll look for one long bed, one tension swell, one higher texture, one murky low tail, and maybe one little hit or punctuation moment. You can do this with warp markers, manual splits, or by slicing to a new MIDI track if you want to turn it into a playable instrument. Now the fun part. Degrade it. Take the printed audio and run it through an audio chain like EQ8, Redux, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, Echo, and Hybrid Reverb. Use EQ8 first to clean up what's not helping. High pass the very low sub area if needed. Dip some of that cloudy 250 to 400 Hz range if it's getting muddy, and shave a little top if it's too bright. Then bring in Redux very carefully. You do not want to destroy the whole sound. Just enough bit reduction and downsampling to get that worn, digital, cassette-like texture. Drum Bus is huge here. A little drive and a little crunch can make pads and effects feel more record-like and glued together. Be careful with boom, unless you specifically want it tuned and weighty. Then use Auto Filter as a performance tool. Sweep it over several bars so the intro opens up gradually. Echo can add a deeper dub trail, and Hybrid Reverb can give the whole thing that eerie cavern feeling without losing definition. At this point, the atmosphere should already feel like a record, not a clean loop. A record. Dusty, imperfect, but musical. Next, layer in jungle-specific texture. This can be vinyl crackle, rain, tape hiss, a tiny break fragment, distant amen ambience, a dub vocal chop, a reversed cymbal, or even a sob rumble drone. The point is to suggest an environment. A future jungle intro should feel like you're hearing a place, not just a synth. If you're generating these textures with stock tools, operator noise, simpler with a noise sample, erosion, or heavy filtering can all get you there. Keep those layers tucked underneath the main bed. They should support the atmosphere, not steal focus from it. Now give the intro some ghost rhythm. Even when it's atmospheric, jungle usually has some kind of pulse hiding inside it. One method is to place a chopped break under the pad and low-pass it heavily, around 2 to 6kHz. You can also use autopan as a tremolo-style movement source, syncing it to a rhythmic rate like 1/8 or 1/4. Another option is gating the atmosphere rhythmically or sidechaining it from a ghost kick. You're not making a full drum pattern yet. You're just making the intro breathe with the groove that's coming later. And here's one of the best advanced moves, resample the resample. Print your processed atmosphere again. That second generation print is where the sound starts to feel like a single finished object instead of a stack of separate effects. It glues everything together and introduces little artifacts you'd never get by endlessly tweaking the source. Record 4-8 bars, then use that fresh print to create more versions. One dryish, one over echo, one reversed, one filtered thin, one low and murky. Blend them quietly and suddenly you've got a deep jungle fog wall. When you arrange the intro, think in progression. A good 16-bar structure might start with a very filtered atmosphere, some noise, and no sub in bars 1 through 4. Then bars 5 through 8 can bring in a broken break ghost, a slightly more open filter, and some echo tails. Bars 9 through 12 can let the main resampled atmosphere bloom with stronger chord movement or a vocal stab. Then bars 13 through 16 should build tension, open the space, and strip the low end right before the drop. That progression is important. Don't let the intro sit there unchanged. Change something every 2 bars if you can, even if it's subtle. Move the filter. Tweak reverb size. Change the delay feedback. Pull one layer out for a bar. Add a reverse hit or a little rewind style cue. The intro should feel like it's telling you where the drop came from. Also, keep the mix in mind from the beginning. Leave room below 120 Hz for the sub and bass later. Don't overfill the 200 to 500 Hz area, because that's where jungle atmospheres can get cloudy fast. Use utility if you need to narrow the low end or control the width. Keep the atmosphere wide up top if you want, but don't let the low mid spread too much. The later drums need space to punch through. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't resample something too clean. That gives you generic ambience. Second, don't drown everything in reverb. High pass the reverb returns and keep the low end controlled. Third, be careful with too much fizz from redux, noise, or bright filters. It can get harsh fast. Fourth, if the atmosphere has no rhythmic movement, it will feel static. Add ghost breaks, gating, or auto pan. And finally, don't forget that the intro needs an arc. It should evolve toward the drop, not just loop in place. Here's a pro-level verization idea. Try a worn cassette memory version by pitching the resample down slightly, and then automating it back up, with short delay feedback bursts and slow modulation. Or try an underwater jungle cavern version, by stacking a dry murky layer with a heavily reverbed layer, and opening the stereo width gradually. You could also go for a broken dub transmission feel by chopping the atmosphere into phrases, panning fragments left and right, and automating delay feedback only on selected hits. Or push it into cold digital ruin by using more downsampling, shorter metallic reverb, and glitchy stutters. For a quick practice exercise, make a 12-bar intro resample. Start with a 2-bar minor chord progression in Waveatable or Operator. Add auto filter, saturator, echo and hybrid reverb. Record 8 bars to your resample track. Slice the best 2 or 3 moments. Process that audio with EQ8, redux, drum bus, and auto filter. Add a ghost break underneath. Then print it again and arrange the final intro across 12 bars, with automation changes every 2 bars. If you want to push yourself, make 3 versions. One cleaner, one darker and more degraded, and one more rhythmic and broken. Then combine the best parts. So to wrap it up, the workflow is this. Start with a musically rich source, process it before resampling, print it, chop it, degrade it, add rhythm and texture, then resample again for glue and character. In future jungle and drum and bass, atmosphere is not just background. It's part of the groove, part of attention, and part of the identity of the tune. If you do this right, your intro won't just lead into the drop. It'll already feel like part of the record.